Let us move on to multiplication, which is the repeated addition of a number. And let us learn how to multiply large numbers. Children, kindly turn to page 27 and listen carefully to the properties of multiplication as I explain them to you. Number 1. The product of numbers in any order is the same. For example, 7 into 3 is equal to 21 and 3 into 7 is also equal to 21. Number 2. Any number multiplied by 1 is equal to the same number. For example, 27 into 1 is equal to 27. Number 3. Any number multiplied by 0 is equal to 0. For example, 38 into 0 is equal to 0. Now let us go to the worksheet and refer to example 1C. Let us multiply 1434 by 278. First, we shall multiply 1434 by 8 ones and we will get 11,472. Next, we multiply 1434 by 7 tens and we will get 1,380,000. Finally, we multiply 1434 by 200 and we will get 2,86,800. Then we shall add the three results to get the product, which is 3,98,652. Now, let us learn how to divide large numbers. Division means repeated subtraction. Large numbers are divided in the same way as we divide small numbers. Kindly open your textbooks to page 29 and let us learn the properties of division. Number 1. When a number is divided by 1, the quotient is the number itself. For example, 238 divided by 1 is equal to 238. Number 2. When 0 is divided by a number, the quotient is 0. For example, 0 divided by 86 is equal to 0. Number 3. When a number is divided by itself, the quotient is 1. For example, 48 divided by 48 is equal to 1. Now let us go to the worksheet and refer to example 1D. Here we will be dividing 40,120 by 32. We have to find the nearest multiple of 32 that is equal to or smaller than 40. It is 32 itself. So we write 1 in the quotient above and subtract 32 from 40 and get number 8. We then bring down the next number, that is 1. Now the nearest multiple of 32 close to 81 is 64, that is 32 into 2. So we write the number 2 in the quotient above and subtract 64 from 81 and get 17. We bring down the next number, that is 2. The nearest multiple of 32 is now 160, that is 32 into 5. So we write the number 5 in the quotient above and subtract 160 from 172 and get number 12. Now we bring down the next number, that is 0. The closest multiple of 32 is 96, that is 32 into 3. We write 3 in the quotient place and subtract 96 from 120 and get 24. Now, as no more digits are there to bring down, we have finished our sum. The quotient is 1253 and the remainder is 24.